Winding up. The weekend wake up with a wiggle. I think I need a weekend wake up call.
I'm coming off of a sugar high.
Hey, did you try those homemade?
That's what I'm talking about.
Man,
Vaughn's niece's 10 million calorie cinnamon bun.
Holy cow. Thanks for bringing
those in.
They were. Whew. We're here talking to our Rosie Certified Flooring Specialist in Maricopa County, East Valley Floors, Vaughn Payne. You can reach him. His phone's about melted here in the last few minutes. 480-926-3444. That's Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors. Been a Rosie Certified partner, I don't know, Vaughn, for what, 10 years?
2001.
2001. Yes. All right. Very good. So a dozen years, 13 years.
Yeah.
Been doing a great job for us, and we appreciate the way you take care of all your customers.
Well, it's a satisfying career for me.
I was doing math on the fly. It was math on the fly. Romy, would you just push the button and bring Ray into the conversation, please?
Good morning, Ray. How can we help you, ma'am?
Good morning. I need some help on a tile floor, and I want to remove the tile, and it's about a 2,200-square-foot house. But about 10 years ago, because of a health reasons, I had to fill in the sunken living room.
Okay.
And the top of the sunken, it's plywood that fills it in, and I have carpeting over that one area.
Okay.
Can you tell me, if I removed all the tile and the carpet, how can I get it all to look like concrete?
Okay. You know, we were talking earlier, Vaughn, with Bob from Arizona Foundation Solutions, things we did a lot in the old days. You know, we put in a lot of underground return air. Seemed like a really good idea at the time. We also put in a lot of sunken living rooms. And I don't know how we ever thought that was a good idea.
Mm.
As many as I've put in.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm not a fan of putting plywood over those because it'll sound hollow.
Me neither.
To me, just spend another 30% and pour concrete, and then your whole floor is exactly the same level.
And then she says she wants it to look like and feel like concrete. That's the way you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're going to be able to accomplish that with the floor joists down in the sunken living room. There's a whole lot I don't like about that. That's so conditions conducive to termite infestation down there below grade. It's not a good call.
I thoroughly agree.
So, Ray, we appreciate your call. Let me give you this phone number, 480-926-3444. I think we know about where you live. I don't know what Vaughn's plans are, but he could probably even possibly... You're about halfway between the studio and Vaughn's house. Depending on his appointment schedule, you may get him in about 40 minutes. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate the call. Where you want to go from there, bud?
Next on the line is Clinton in Peoria.
Hey, good morning, Clinton.
Morning. How are you guys?
Very good.
Good. So the question I have, the apartment I live in currently, is I believe it's a laminated vinyl to look like wood. And I sweep the floor, I mop the floor, and it seems like half an hour later, it's dirty again. And I'm just trying to figure out how to keep that from happening.
Okay.
What I would suggest is make sure you get a really good cleaner put on the floor first and strip that old process that's been on there. They've probably put several coats of finish on there. So if you strip it down to the original source, then you can apply finishes on there that will absolutely... look better and maintain longer. The challenge is laminate floors were designed to not have anything really stick to them, and vinyl floors are the same way. So you'll need to find something that's compatible. Go to a corner of the room that doesn't get a lot of traffic and do a test area first before you treat the entire floor, because you don't want to throw good money after bad on that.
Good luck, Patrick. You could always just not walk on it, too.
Before we go to the next call, I wanted to talk a little bit about wood. Mm-hmm. We were talking about perfect wood, perfect floors. Vaughn, you mentioned that it's really hard for you not to really love natural wood.
Something about, even even stone, too. I don't like imitations of stone. I like the real McCoy. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to put a quartz countertop on. I prefer the natural granite for the beauty of it.
Okay.
And a wood floor, the nicest and thickest products are the solid 3/4-inch products, and those are fine, except you've got to put a plywood subfloor over a concrete slab. Mm-hmm. So your whole floor is 1.5 inches above the rest of the house.
Right.
So that works fine in Flagstaff, Prescott areas where you've got a wood subfloor. But here in the valley where you've got concrete subfloors, it's not nearly as conducive, but it is done quite a bit. But the best bang for your buck, in my opinion, is an engineered wood floor. So if you would think of a piece of plywood with the top layer being natural hickory or oak or maple, any of those species, those are extremely durable, very beautiful, easily 25 to 30 year life cycle out of those. And most of them have hand scraped effects, so they're very easy to take care of. So the first time you drop a can of soup, you're not yelling at your spouse that, you know, something got damaged, because those gouges and dents and dings are basically already built into the floor.
Okay, we're here talking floor covering at Rosie on the House with our Phoenix area expert, Vaughn Payne. And if you've got a question in southern Arizona and want to talk to a flooring expert in southern Arizona, it would be Apollo Flooring. Their number is 520-428-8655. And if you have a flooring question in Yavapai County or Coconino County, you're just going to have to call us and tell us which floor covering contractors you use successfully, because we haven't had good luck finding floor covering people we can put a Rosie certification on in those particular neighborhoods. So we are looking now. It's not easy getting through the process. Vaughn, you can vouch for that. Now it's 2001 you got in, and boy, it's a lot harder now.
Yeah, you didn't have to go through drug tests or background checks. We didn't have those tools available to us at the time. Yeah.
We did work for your dad's company, though, which was kind of a screening process by itself.
Yes, it was.
That was where the screening process came from, was to be a subcontractor
certainly
to Legacy.
To begin with.
We do have someone that in northern Arizona that might be close.
Good.
But we have a 5-year local minimum.
That's what we like, yes.
And this company doesn't. They've got a long flooring history just out of Dallas. So it's
Patrick calling from Phoenix. I see your question on cracked travertine floors. Real quick, yes or no, can those cracks be fixed?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then Cecilia in Tucson wants to know what has some cushion for kitchens. And Cecilia, I can tell you, why don't you give Apollo Flooring a call at 520-428-8655. But I tell you what, I like cork.
Has its benefits.
Nice.
Has its benefits.
Hey, y'all, hope you enjoyed the show half as much as we did. Have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday morning for your weekend wake-up call, brought to you by Rosie Romero and its entire family of sponsors. What a wonderful